Back to the Fastlane on 101 ESPN. Chris Raji, Brad Thompson here with you. And we head now to the Brown and Crouppen celebrity line and bring in Jared Diamond, national baseball writer over at the Wall Street Journal. Jared, thanks for taking some time with us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, Jared, I got to tell you, this one hits me in the feels due to the fact that I have been a minor league baseball player that made zero money for a while, and you write here recently, among other things, at the Wall Street Journal about thousands of minor league players spanned across 30 different teams that have no clue what they're going to do, what the outlook looks like, which I think that we can all, that all resonates with all of us. We don't know what the future looks like. But these guys have no income and no way to get it. Jared, this is about as tough of a situation as a player's going to find themselves in.
It's a brutal situation, one that I don't think many fans really recognize or understand. And that's, look, baseball players don't get paid during spring training. That includes major leaguers. But minor leaguers haven't been paid since August now. And they have no clue when they're going to be paid again. And that's just brutal because it's so clear that MLB is negotiating with the players union to figure it out, sort of sent out into the wilderness. And now they're left scrambling, wondering, well, what am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to make money? Are we going to play again? How am I going to stay in shape during this time? And to this point, they have sort of received no guidance in any of that.
Well, how are they treating all minor leaguers? Are they all being treated the same in this moment? Or is it like a thing where those top prospects are being treated better and given more guidance? You know, the guys they have given huge signing bonuses to.
It's sort of been left up to the teams at this point. There's a team-by-team, club-by-club sort of decision about how to handle minor leaguers. A handful of teams have paid all the minor leaguers.
Oh. I think we lost Jared. Did we? Yeah,
well, there's no guidance. No, it's all just left up because they have no union. They have no union like the big leaguers have, and that's the big difference here.
Jared, do you think that is something that will ever change? I mean, heck, I remember my first year I was drafted in 2002. 2003 was my first time and my first minor league spring training. And I know everybody was talking about that then, and they've been talking about it forever. The idea of a minor league union, but it seems like anybody that tries to bring that one up finds themselves out of a job pretty quickly. Do you think that's ever going to happen?
It exists for minor league hockey. There's been a minor league pro hockey union. I think it actually was formed before the MLBPA was formed. It's one of the earliest sports unions for a couple of these minor league hockey associations. So there's no reason to me why minor league baseball couldn't do it. It's just going to be a challenge. It always has been a challenge. But there's so many players, it's very hard to organize them. But I will say, this is the moment, right? The minor league players have been exploited for a long time. These issues have gone through Congress. Now baseball is talking about trying to get rid of, 40 minor league teams or whatever, wherever that stands now. And now this situation, if there's ever going to be sort of a popular movement to organize, it would seem like we're sort of in that situation where we sort of crossed over and now it's now or never, I think. And I'm not saying it's going to happen, but I think that there's more energy toward making it happen now than there probably ever has been.
So we don't know if it's going to happen. We have been advocating it for it for a while now. And like you said, this could be a time that it could happen maybe more easily than any other, because you have people who are feeling sorry for those players. Why do you think it is that major league teams don't want to protect the entire investment? And I understand that the vast majority of minor leaguers are never going to make it to the big leagues. But why do teams not see them as an investment for their future and therefore want to take care of them?
I think if we've learned anything from not just the last ever, all of history, but just in the last couple of days and weeks, is that billionaire sports owners don't like parting with their money unless they're forced to. That's why we see players, NBA players, going out there and saying, I'm going to personally pay the employees of the arenas while so many owners are still sitting on their hands in that. Owners, they just don't want to pay unless they're forced to pay money, and they are not forced to treat minor league players well. Everything you're saying is 100% true. Minor leaguers are exploited. They are paid less than minimum wage. There are all these sort of loopholes and laws that go out of their way to make life worse for minor league players, and yet the attitude has always been, well, every other player before you had to do it, and there's this pot of gold at the end of the rainbow if you make it to the big leagues where you make zillions of dollars. But the reality is, as anyone that's played minor league baseball knows, that pot of gold is not actually feasible for the vast, vast majority of minor league players. They're what, like 40 rounds of the draft? There's all the international signings. There used to be even more rounds than that. The reality is, in minor league baseball, there's essentially like 80% of the prospects are there to give 20% of the prospects someone to play against. That's just the truth. And for that 80%, they're sold this vision of, well, one day you're going to make the major leagues and make all this money. Most of them will not.
We are talking to national baseball writer from the Wall Street Journal. It's Jared Diamond. And by the way, if you got a time right now without sports, you might want to pre-order a book. Jared's got a new book out called Swing Kings. By the way, I'm sure things have been thrown in a wrench. I know you're supposed to have a bunch of book signings going on, but you got to be pretty pumped up about that.
Yeah, I am excited. Obviously, the promotional schedule for it has changed a little bit in the last few days. We had all these events that were scheduled and now canceled or postponed. So that's a bummer. But the hope is that, you know, people are sitting inside and missing baseball and want something to read. There is some interesting Missouri-St. Louis connections in the book. Jeff Albert plays a prominent role, the Cardinals hitting coach. Plus, one of the main characters is a man by the name of Richard Shank, who is a private hitting coach / pool hall owner in St. Peter's, Missouri. And he is the private hitting coach of Aaron Judge, and he's a main character in the book. So we got a little local connection in there for you guys.
Very nice. I like that. Everybody check it out. Again, the book is called Swing Kings, the inside story of baseball's home run revolution. Hey, I wanted you to paint another picture for us, because you did so in your piece at the Wall Street Journal, about maybe some individuals that you heard about, players and their situations, where they're at, what they're doing right now, because I think it kind of brings that human aspect to it. Because back to the idea of the glorious lifestyle that everybody thinks that athletes have, that's not the case with a lot of these players right now, is it?
Not for minor league baseball. Most of them really can't afford to have like the place of their own in the off season, because they rely on the teams to pay for their housing or help with their housing in spring training, and they have to have a place during the season or room with someone. So many of these players are living with their parents, they're living with their in-laws, and those are the good cases, the American players that had parents or in-laws to go to. The scarier situation is the many, many international players who mostly come from Latin America, who were sent home to the Dominican Republic or to Venezuela in some cases. And the reality is, we don't even know if they're going to be able to get back into the country when the time comes. We don't know what the world's going to look like. We don't know what further travel restrictions are in place. And yet there's plenty of minor league ball players that were put on planes back to the Dominican Republic this week or over the weekend, without any sort of advice about what to do if things really shut down even further.
Well, we are all hoping that doesn't happen, that we can, within a couple of months, kind of start to get back to normal here a little bit. So if Major League Baseball decides it's going to play, you know, half the season or 4 months of the season, if we're really lucky, how much time are these guys going to need to get themselves ready to go, to get back out there and play meaningful baseball and not put themselves in harm's way?
Well, it really depends on how long the hiatus is. Right now, everybody is still sort of hot, but that's going to change very quickly now that everybody has gone home. So I expect they're going to need anywhere, at least the minimum, I would guess, 2 to 3 weeks to get pitchers ramped back up again before games could be played. So that just adds to the timeline of when the season could start. It's going to be a long haul. I've been saying, everybody who's asked me over the last couple of days or over the last week, that June 1st would be, for me, the dream best case scenario for when the season starts again. Honestly, that's probably not that realistic at this point either. We're probably looking at even later than that, maybe July 4th. What I do know is there's going to be a big push, not just for Major League Baseball, but also other powers that be, the government, state officials, who are going to desperately want baseball back as soon as possible. Because we've seen in the past the kind of morale boost that sports and baseball especially could provide. It's not time yet for that to happen, but I know there's going to be a lot of effort to do so.
Jared, man, we appreciate you taking some time today. We hope we get to catch up again down the road under way better circumstances. And we suggest a lot of people doing some reading right now. Pick up your book. It's called Swing Kings, available on the 31st of this month. Jared, thanks again.
Hey, you're looking for something to talk about 2 weeks when the book comes out. You know where to find me.
You got that right. I appreciate it, Jared. Jared Diamond of the Wall Street Journal.